Hello everyone, welcome to this podcast titled Quadrants of Life. The definition of health is a spectrum. Through a complex process, a person makes a conscious and informed choice to achieve physical, emotional, spiritual, social and intellectual integrity. In today's episode, we shall be talking spiritual wellness. Spiritual health means aligning our beliefs and values with our actions. Purpose, focus and awareness are important. Understanding what values, rights and responsibilities require reflection and discussion. The first step in developing values and spiritual health is to analyze your values. Respect, integrity, human life, loved ones, education, religion, health, wealth, social service and diversity. Talk about values with others. Spend time and act in a way that is consistent with your values and the values of society, community. Everyone feels anxious, confused or nervous at times. Here are some things you can do to reduce emotional distress and improve your spiritual health. You can achieve a calm state of mind by identifying imbalances in your body and mind and bringing them back into balance by changing your thoughts and actions. Notice changes in your breathing. If you feel anxious or uncomfortable, try to notice any changes in your breathing. Stress can cause hyperventilation. Calm each rapid breath by alternating steady and slow breaths. Daily reading. Meditation is useful for maintaining healthy breathing and is an effective preventive measure to reduce anxiety. You can use the following mantra. After each deep cleansing breath, I expel negative thoughts and sadness. With each subsequent breath, I embrace a positive vision and joy that fills my entire body and soul. I am confident and happy. Clear your mind of disturbing images. Whenever you feel upset or emotionally upset, it can be helpful to temporarily clear your mind of thoughts that bother you. It's not healthy to focus on your problems 24/7. Guided visualization is an advanced mental outlet that can help clear your mind of whatever is bothering you. See yourself in a special dream episode where you are. Your coping skills can be rebuilt. Choose a sea view, a desert oasis or a garden. Get out of bed with mind, body and soul and take some quality time alone. Wrap up in the shower and soak in the tub. Bath foam is your ticket to relaxation. A rejuvenating bath is just one of the ways to give yourself a baby shower. Try taking a walk in the park or curling up on the sofa and reading a funny book. Collect your head before reacting. Everyone has made a mistake that has led to an abnormal reaction at one time or another. We react to our struggle without first knowing all the facts. When it seems like the whole world is against you, you immediately feel like you're going off the deep end. Stop it. The previous situation calls for a certain reaction, but please moderate your reaction. You will approach a stressful situation with less confusion, and if you take the time to properly assess the situation, you will find a solution faster. Collect your head before deciding to react. Keep your distance from others. You may need to back off a little and put some distance between yourself and anyone who makes you uncomfortable. It is important to withdraw from others when you are tired so that you can drain your energy. Having safety boundaries can give you a different perspective that helps you better understand and deal with difficult situations. Be a caring parent to your inner child. Often, as adults, when we are faced with situations where we feel uncomfortable or weak, we recall thoughts from childhood when we were afraid or isolated. When teenagers feel small and lost, they look to their parents or guardians for protection. Take a moment and be a warm and loving parent to your inner teenager. Let him know that you will both get through this difficult time. Hug yourselves. Don't feel like too big. You know what you want. Go ahead and do it. Turn off that nagging voice in your head. Unfortunately, we can be our own worst enemies. Don't beat yourself up for not reaching your goals or for failing at something. You do your best. Relax and stop listening to the nagging voice in your head that tells you you're not good enough. Resolve to use each word of wisdom with pride in what you have accomplished. You are doing very well. Affirm yourself every day. You are the best. It's okay to call for help. Trying to do everything on your own can be nerve-wracking, not to mention tiring. It can be a more one-sided battle than you think. Take a spiritual break. Taking a few minutes out of your flu day for a mental break or a 30-minute bubble bath each night can reduce stress, but they may not be enough to alleviate these larger problems. It eats you up bit by bit. Everyone needs a change to balance their life. Maybe you have to take a long leave from work or you want to get away from your loved ones for a few days. While a regular vacation can bring its own stress, a spiritual vacation helps lift your spirits. You will return home refreshed and able to easily cope with daily stresses. Hope you learned a lot. See you again.